see advertised on television, usually between about 4 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's kind of their population that they're aiming at, is it's a policy that might have a flat $5,000 benefit. It doesn't matter if you die today or in 30 years, it's a flat $5,000 benefit. So it's a set amount of money that can be used for final expenses. It may or may not qualify for medical assistance. A lot of times we help people transfer these policies into policies that do qualify for medical assistance. We can keep the same policy. We just have to fill out forms. It has to do with the ability to touch cash with policies. And usually the final expense policies that you do see sold on television or through national companies are policies that do not qualify if you do go on any sort of assistance or do an end up in a nursing home. So usually those policies either have to be cashed in or converted into something. So they do serve a purpose, but there is kind of the parts of the policy that they don't necessarily tell you about on television.
All right. Thanks for the info today, Mark. All
right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout following President Biden's warning that he will halt offensive weapons shipments to Israel if the IDF goes forward with the all-out offensive on Rafah that has been threatened. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing President Biden of abandoning a critical ally, but the president insists the U.S. is not walking away from Israel, that his administration will continue to provide for Israel's defense. Meanwhile, those ceasefire talks have now stalled, Israel insisting that any temporary ceasefire deal must exclude their operations in Rafah.
33 arrests overnight at the University of Pennsylvania. Students continue their pro-Palestinian protests. There were also demonstrations at UMass, the University of Arizona, MIT, and other schools. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial draws to a close today. Less dramatic testimony today than the account given by adult film star Stormy Daniels earlier this week. Next week, Michael Cohen will testify. This is ABC News. A woman and her daughter will celebrate Mother's Day together this Sunday. They both serve in the 114th Fighter Wing of the South Dakota Air National Guard. Senior Master Sergeant Jennifer Detu says even though she outranks her offspring, the family dynamic hasn't changed.
She gets a lot of advice from me. Sometimes it's, yes, Mom, you've told me this already before.
Her daughter, Senior Airman Janeka Dieku, thankful moms nearby.
It has been a really, really great blessing because on those harder days, especially with the big time difference from back home, it's really nice to have her here.
Both of her grandfathers were enlistees, one even serving with the 114th as well. French baguettes, frozen blueberries, and sirloin steak among the items that will cost less at Aldi this summer. The supermarket chain dropping prices on more than 250 items. Stargazers, get ready. You might be able to see the northern lights as far south as Alabama tonight. If so, scientists say it'll be due to the energy from solar flares released by the sun. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 70 with sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms again likely this evening. A low of 44, tomorrow 70, and Sunday near 80 with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms by the evening. But it'll be a nice day for all the mamas on Sunday, it sounds like. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 56 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, good morning. We have some in-studio guests today, and Jed Jurgensen is here. We warned people about you, but here you are.
So. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Welcome along. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been in the business, even though you're a young man, you've been in the business for a long time, it sounds like.
I have, yes, sir. Started out, you know, I always make the joke, when you're born and raised in Nashville, you're going to be involved in entertainment in some way, shape, or form. So here I am.
How old were you when you sang your first song on stage?
I think I was three. So that was the first time I ever really got up and sang in front of people. So something like that.
And what song did you sing, by the way?
You know, one that I used to always sing on stage was Jesus Loves Me. You know that song, Jesus Loves Me? I used to sing that on stage. And then I knew like the chorus, like Friends in Low Places. Or I got to perform when I was really little on stage with George Jones. He came to my parents' bar or restaurant that they owned for a fan club party. And I got to perform on stage with him, and I sang White Lightning with him. So that's always a little memory that's pretty cool.
Man, how many can say that?
Not many. Not many people that are my age can say that they even know who George Jones is, much less have been able to be on stage with him. So it's a pretty cool memory.
Very true. What about influences?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I grew up listening to everything from, you know, George to George Strait to Reba to nowadays, you know, Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan, Miranda Lambert. I mean, even as far as like songwriting goes, Hardy and Kelsey Ballerini, ridiculously talented people. And when I started going out to LA for acting, I really got inspired by people like Shawn Mendes, Ed Sheeran, Charlie Puth. So my inspiration has been all over the place, and it's really helped me and benefited me because it helps me find my own sound and not try to sound like everybody else that's on the radio sounds where when it comes on, people are like, oh, that's Jet.
Sticks out a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm shooting for.
good plan.
Thank you.
Well, you have quite a resume. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but tell us about the song Good Days.
Absolutely. I wrote it with my good friend Drew Rizzuto, and we both just, our first time writing together, we both just sat down getting to know each other, and we could kind of relate to the idea of getting lost in the good days of a bad relationship, and man, that might be fun to write. Let's see what happens there. And a little bit later, had the song written, went and recorded it in the studio, and knew it was going to be on the album, but never thought that it was going to be my next radio single. And we really put it up to a vote between Good Days and another song, and myself and my parents and the whole team, we all voted. And I mean, Good Days squeaked in by just a couple of votes, and I'm so glad that it won, because it's been my fastest growing song. It's been getting played on the radio all across the country, which is surreal. And very blessed with what it's been doing.
Yeah, isn't it something to have a song that kind of goes along, it seems like, with the weather getting better and
exactly
spring coming on?
Yeah, that's honestly why it ended up being the next single. Is it was, well, it feels like it's more of a summer song. And so that's where it got picked. And now here we are. Summer's, I mean, basically here.
Yeah.
And right around the corner. And we got Good Days for everybody to rock out to, whether on the beach or wherever they choose to go.
Yes, we do. Jed Jurgensen in the studio with us today on WRCO-FM 100.9.
Always telling me you wanna go, but you're scared of things that change your perfect halo. Yeah. I'm here every time, same thing, but I don't mind. Put me through hell, but I'm always crawling back to the light. Heartbreak to you is the same. Something about you and the pain gives me a high, makes me look back to all the way. Stealing my blood, but it never ends. Like we're stuck in a frame, perfect or pain, always the same, but with some medicine, oh, we can make it work. I'm here every time, same thing, but I don't mind. Put me through hell, but I'm always crawling back to the light. Heartbreak to you ain't the same. Something about you and the pain gives me a high. Back to all the ways I got lost in the good days.
Was it written in the stars? Were we made for broken hearts before you tore me apart? I'm here every time, same thing, but I don't mind. Put me through hell, but I'm always crawling back to the lies. Heartbreak to you ain't the same. Something about you and the pain gives me a high, makes me look back to all the ways I got lost in the good days. Find a better place.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
We're in the studio today with Jet Jurgensen. Good stuff, good sound there.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I was trying to think of, you know, it's a little bit of a country, rock, just a real good feel-good thing.
Thank you. It's kind of, I'm really excited for people to hear the album that Good Days is a part of, because I think it's really me finding my my sound as an artist, and I think Good Days fits right in there.
Is it an actual album?
Yes, sir. Okay. It'll be an entire album. I've put out 4 songs from it now, kind of to let people get a little tease. And the song I'll play here in a second will be off the album as well. And then in a couple of months, we'll put the whole thing out. Everybody will get to hear the whole project, the whole storyline.
Awesome. So how do you write a song about like a bad relationship or something if you haven't experienced it? Do you put yourself in that place?
Or? Absolutely. Drew and I could both relate to the story, actually. So that's where we really got our inspiration from it. And both went, well, that's how we write the most relatable music. You know, he said, well, if we're both just two regular guys that have experienced the good days of a bad relationship, well, then we can write a song about that. And then the audience can relate to it and can like it. So that's where the idea came from. And never would have imagined that it would be doing what it's done on the radio and getting played everywhere. But apparently people can relate to it. And that's really special as a songwriter.
Let's talk about your resume a little bit, because we hinted at it, and you mentioned you've done a little acting and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Some voice acting. Was acting the first thing you did?
Really, they kind of came together. I started acting in Nashville when I was 4, you know, doing commercials and music videos and things like that. When I went out to L.A. when I was 5, I started doing voice acting for Disney and Nickelodeon, and I started acting. I always make the joke, if you name the company, I've probably done something for them, whether it's Fox, you know, with Last Man Standing, or Netflix with Ozark, or Nickelodeon, Bubble Guppies, Disney, Tots, all kinds of different shows and movies and things like that. So really, they both have just kind of been, both live action and voiceover have been going hand in hand.
And some acting. Last Man Standing, were you on an episode of that?
I was. I played Boyd Baxter, so Tim Allen and Nancy Travis's grandson. I joined that show in season 7. I played their grandson. I was in season 3 of a show called Ozark, which was on Netflix. I played young Marty Bird in season 3 of that. One that like families like a lot. I played Spanky in Little Rascals, so that was really fun. We did a remake in 2014, I believe it was 2012, somewhere around there. And I played Spanky in that. And I do a lot of voiceover work, like I mentioned. You know, if you have younger kids in your life, you probably hear my voice more than you realize on your TV without noticing it.
You were a little younger when you did the voice of the Penguin, right?
Yes, sir. I was Pip the Penguin Disney Junior show Tots. And I joined that show. I think we started the show when I was 12, 13, somewhere in there. And obviously I'll be 20 in November, so my voice is a little bit different, a little bit deeper than it was when I was on that show. But a lot of fun. I love that show. I love that whole crew.
The Penguin has grown up a little bit then.
The Penguin has grown up a little bit. I don't know how long penguins typically live, but this one has lived a few extra years since he started that show.
So anybody that you've met that you were starstruck by?
You know, I've never really been one to get starstruck. There's definitely been some times where I've gone, holy crap, that just happened. I got to meet Ed Sheeran in Nashville. He played at Bridgestone Arena, and I got to meet him, and I'm a huge Ed Sheeran fan, and he super nice guy. That was a lot of fun. I got to work with Betty White on her show Hot in Cleveland.
Really?
That was a blast, and just the sweetest person ever. I was in American Sniper, which was a movie with Bradley Cooper, and Clint Eastwood directed it. Smallest role I've ever done. I was on set for 1 day, but nonetheless, I worked with Bradley Cooper and Clint Eastwood in the same day, so that's pretty fun. Played cornhole with Bradley in between takes, which was a neat thing that not many people, again, can say. So there's just been little moments like that throughout the years that I will cherish forever, because there's just, you know, a handful of people that can say they've been able to work with, or at the very least meet all these people, and I've been very, very fortunate.
I would say. So now, do you direct your focus more toward your music now, or are you still doing some acting?
So I'm still doing some acting. I still do voiceover work for Nickelodeon. I'm the adult voice now for Nick that does, like, the next up on Nick Jr. You're watching whatever show it is. And so I do a lot of that. COVID really slowed a lot of acting stuff down. And, you know, it's 4 years later, but we're still reaping the repercussions of that. And so I could do voiceover work from home. You know, my dad built me a little recording booth at our house, and I could just record voiceover stuff. You know, we were talking about Tots and Pip the Penguin. I did 95% of our second season from home during COVID for that show. So it gave me a chance, you know, if I'm not doing live action stuff, I record voiceover maybe 2 hours and then go work on the farm. And, well, I guess I'll write songs the rest of the day. So a lot of my last album was written during COVID. They were COVID songs. And coming out of that, you know, I just continued to write a bunch and work on this project. And, you know, I'm on the board of directors for SAG-AFTRA, which is our union. I'm on the board for the Nashville office, so I'm still really involved in it. But, you know, as your life goes on, it comes in waves and phases, and you've got different priorities for different parts. So music is definitely a big priority for me right now. Obviously, promoting this upcoming album and Good Days, the single, and traveling around the country, getting to talk to people like you.
Yeah, awesome to meet you. You brought your guitar, too.
I did.
So I'd be remiss to not request a song.
All righty.
What are you going to play for us?
Well, I kind of hinted at it. I'm going to play a song that's going to be on the album. This is one I wrote with my friend Eric Alatza. It's called Roots, and you know, people are getting a little sneak peek of the rest of the album with this.
Awesome. Jed Jurgensen live in our studio.
These roots have held me down. This ground ain't ever seen the likes of you. And your wayward winds ripped them up the night that it tore through. These roots, these stones in your riverbed ain't lost their edge. They cut me to the bone. When your waters rose, now drowning here's the only thing I know. With these stones, and now the river's rolling like you rode in, right on past the warning signs. Don't I know it, 'cause I'm broken, floating underneath the pines, till the day the flint runs dry. These hands tried holding on, but they can't keep a heart already gone. It was never meant to hurt like this. Don't know where it went wrong. And now the river's rolling like you rode in, right on past the warning signs. Don't I know it, 'cause I'm broken, floating underneath the pines, till the day the flint runs dry. The day the flint runs dry. And now the river's rolling like you rode in, right on past the warning signs. Don't I know it, 'cause I'm broken, floating underneath the pines. The river's rolling like you rode in, right on past the warning signs. Don't I know it, 'cause I'm broken, floating underneath the pines, till the day the flint runs dry. And the day the flint runs
runs dry. These roots that have held me down, this ground ain't ever seen the likes of you. And your wayward winds ripped them up the night that it tore through.
Wow, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Jed Jurgensen. Love it. Good stuff. Yeah. And I like the way, not to get too technical with music, but your dynamics, like you get soft and you kind of punch it a little bit. I like that.
Thank you so much. I'm glad. Yeah. Gotta make it feel the feelings that the song has.
Yeah, it really does.
Thank you.
Inspiration for the song?
Really kind of the same thing with Erica. We decided to, we're really in that Zach Bryan kind of era of wanting to write something cool like him, and talking, you know, kind of the same story that Good Days started with, bad relationship sort of thing, and writing, man, it'd be cool to talk about relationship as roots and yourself getting torn up like some roots. And that's where that song came from, trying to paint that picture that people could get a clear understanding of and relate to.
Is it the next release, or you don't know yet?
Don't know yet. Right. I'll probably end up putting the album out before I end up releasing some stuff, because I want everybody to hear this album. There's already 4 songs off of it, so I gotta leave something up to the imagination.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll have more from Jet coming up here on the radio today. WRCO Radio in the studio with Jet Jurgensen.
To the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leo Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We're in the studio today live with Jed Jurgensen on WRCO Radio, adding some life to the studio today.
Yes, sir.
So that's awesome. So when you're doing a voice character, you're doing some of that acting, how do you put your, like, how do you know what the scene is? Do you have a reference of what this cartoon character is doing?
That's a great question. A lot of times, no, which is actually really cool because they do the animation around your voice and around what you've recorded.
Oh.
So you kind of get to have that artistic liberty of making it whatever you want. There are some times where if it doesn't line up right or they needed to change something in the animation where you get to go back and overdub and do something where you got to match it up with the animation, which is really, really cool to kind of see the bare bones animation, the super stocky, glitchy animation, which is really, really fun. But it gives you a chance to be very creative. And one thing that a lot of studios do is they'll put a camera on us voice actors so they can actually watch us. The animators can watch us. If they don't know what the character needs to do while we're saying this line, they can go see, well, what'd the actor do? And make the character do that.
Do sometimes the animation, does it kind of resemble you? I mean, in some ways, I've...
Not really, because if you're not talking, then the character can kind of do whatever they want it to do.
Okay.
It's honestly kind of funny sometimes to hear your voice put to certain animation because it's like, man, it's so weird hearing my voice come from a different thing.
Huh. I just can't fathom that. So if a TV show or a movie that you're in wins an award, you would win one too, right? Just for being in the cast? Or
I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's how it works. You've been
nominated for a few awards.
I think so throughout the years. It's been a minute, but I think when I was younger, some of that happened.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how it works, though. Something like that. If you're on an award-winning show, technically, I think you're a part of it. It's kind of like being the backup safety to the Patriots when Tom Brady was winning every Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like, if I didn't play, but I still get the ring.
You got the ring.
There you go.
Well, you still have the guitar. Yes, we still have a little time. Would you sing another song
Absolutely.
For us?
Absolutely. This one's special. This one's going to be on the bottom of the upcoming album. This is one of the acoustic songs I wrote with Erica and our other really good friend, Josie Bisto. It's called Six Strings.
Okay. Jed Jurgensen live in the studio with us.
I picked it up, can't put it down. Strumming through my thoughts till all my words fall out. I laid it out for everyone to see, wishing on every star that hangs in Tennessee, that maybe I won't be just another damn he tried. No, couldn't seem to get it right in those 3 minutes, but he put his whole heart in it. 'Cause I done prayed and hoped he heard every story, every word that I've been living. I swear these six strings have lived it. I've put the miles on my boots, dreaming of a sold out crowd from an empty dive bar room. And all the ones
that wrote me off. They'll hear me on the radio, and when they sing along, swear they knew all along that he was never just a damn. He tried, no, couldn't seem to get it right in those 3 minutes, but he put his whole heart in it. 'Cause I done prayed and hoped he heard every story, every word that I've been living. I swear these six strings have lived it. I won't be another damn. He tried, I'll keep trying till I get it right in those 3 minutes. I'll put my whole heart in it, 'cause I done prayed and I know he heard every story, every word that I've been living, all the dues I've given. I swear these six strings have lifted. I swear these six strings have lived it.
Ah, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Jed Jurgensen.
Thank you.
Are you pressed for time?
No, sir.
All right. We'll have you stay for a few more minutes.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back with more on WRCO Radio.
To the incredible seniors of Kickapoo High School, may your graduation be a stepping stone to even greater achievements. Congratulations on this momentous occasion. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Fuller's Milk Center, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, the People's Community Bank, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. Anyone who grew up watching Lassie and Timmy believes that children and pets make an ideal combination. According to Maureen Fredrickson, not only do children and pets make a great combination, but studies in the last decade indicate that pet ownership appears to enhance health and emotional development in children as well. Pets contribute to the development of nurturing skills and self-concept. Increasingly, children are growing up without siblings or are adversely affected by divorce or parental illness. Having a pet to love not only helps enrich a child's life, but helps to buffer critical situations as well. For example, in families experiencing the death of a parent, children with pets were better able to cope and were able to keep up in school. Look at the interactions that take place between children and pets. They practice social behavior. They develop tolerance, and they form friendships and learn sensitivity to the needs of another. Children in rehab tend to walk further when a dog is in the treatment room. For children with disabilities, pets provide critical companionship. Science is just now discovering the depth of man's best friends, our pets. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
The Mother's Day sale is on now at All American Do It Center. Save $10 on a Scotts handheld broadcast spreader, perfect for grass seed or fertilizer, now $19.99. Save $4 on a handheld gallon tank sprayer, now $14.99. Best Rewards members save up to $6 instantly on select Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Roundup products. See store for details. The Mother's Day sale now through the 19th at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs & Creations.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome back to the WRCO Studios. Jet Jurgensen is in the studio. If somebody is interested in what they're hearing today and they want to check you out, what's the best way to find out about you?
Absolutely. So all my music, everything is out from my website to my social media. It's just under my name, Jet Jurgensmeyer. It's Jet with one T like a plane, which is a really fun way to remember it. And Jurgensmeyer, if you just do a J for the last name, it'll pop up because there's not many of us out there. So you don't have to memorize all 12 letters.
That sounds good. So then people can check out the album. So when is it going to be officially
released? We don't
have
the official date picked out. Within a couple of months, though, for sure. I want to get it out there. You know, like I said, I've put out four songs from it already. And Good Days is... we're going to get this radio tour done, and then we'll start working on cover art and getting the album name picked out. It hasn't even been named yet.
Oh, So maybe you can do a contest to name the album.
I might. Honestly, yeah. That might be it. Might be something where I post on Instagram, and I'm like, guys, I need help with this. we named my last album, I think, the day or two before it was due. So it very last minute.
And what was it called?
Last one was called Phase One Discover.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Anybody that you'd like to work with? Anybody on the radar that you'd
goodness.
Like to maybe
I mean,
do
everybody
a show,
that
a duet with or something?
Everybody I look up to, you know, I would love to write with some of the people in Nashville, like Hardy, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert. I'd love to write and work with them. I'm a big, like, Foo Fighters fan, so I love Dave Grohl and stuff like that. I'd love to work with Dave. There's just a whole, the list is so long of people. You know, another Nashville native is Ernest and Jelly Roll. They're both from Nashville. So, you know, the three of us guys, if y'all are listening, I was born and raised on the west side of Nashville. So let's work together. Let's do a song together. Come on.
Throw Jet a bone here.
There you go. Yeah. Ernest just put out his new album, Nashville, Tennessee. It's what his album's called. So maybe he needs to do one with me and call it Jet Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a real trend of artists combining, you know, co-opping two or three or four together.
And I love it. I think it's, today, Morgan Wallen and Post Malone put a song out together, and it's a great song. It's a really, really cool song. So it's really, really popular, and I think that's just awesome. We're all just people having fun. If you don't forget why you're doing what you're doing, which most of us are doing it just because for the love of music and entertainment, then let's all work together. This will be a good time. I want to bring your genre into my genre, and I want to bring your fans to my fans and vice versa, and we can all help each other.
Absolutely. What are you going to play for us for your closing number here, your encore?
So this is a completely unreleased. This is the first time this song is touching the airways. Ooh. So this song has never been performed out there for people to hear. This one, it's called Midwest Sunset, and I wrote it with one of my best friends in the world, Eric Alatza.
All right. Sounds good. A WRCO exclusive.
There you go.
Jed Jurgensmeyer on WRCO.
I want to see Lincoln sunrise, bring out the green in your eyes from a field that nobody knows. Back road right through map dot, hair down, shotgun, jackpot, kind of spark I ain't afraid to hold. Cause when it comes to love, it all comes down to us. Couple of hearts on fire, honey, it's because when I think of you, my mind's running wild. To a tailgate view, the sky is lighting up your smile. I'll show you what I mean. Lay back in the bed, let you shine on me like a Midwest sunset. Hold you till the stars start shining, world falls away and I'm in heaven every time that I'm with you. Cause when it comes to love, it all comes down to us. Couple of hearts on fire, honey, it's because when I think of you, my mind's running wild. To a tailgate view, the sky is lighting up your smile. I'll show you what I mean. Lay back in the bed, let you shine on me like a Midwest sunset. Whoa, you know what I need, and right where I belong, you're everything I see. Honey, it's because when I think of you, my mind's running wild. To a tailgate view, the sky is lighting up your smile. I'll show you what I mean. Lay back in the bed, let you shine on me like a Midwest sunset. Whoa, like a Midwest sunset.
Ah, oh, I like it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. So safe travels to you.
Thank you for having me. Can't wait to come back. I'll have to come back when the album's out.
I would like that. Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I shouldn't ask you this because she's in the studio, but you gonna do anything special for your mama this weekend?
Oh, we're gonna hang out with some family. We're gonna be with my grandparents and have a good time in Missouri.
Write her a song.
There you go.
All right. And safe travels to Missouri and then back to Nashville.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Hopefully we can say we knew him when.
There you go. Absolutely. I'll come back and say hey.
Thanks, Jet. Jet Jorgensmeyer joining us here on WRCO Radio. We'll be right back.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever?
It's the Sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the Sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the Sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the Sheet.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Are you ready to challenge your taste buds? Come join us on Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples will be available at Sportsman's Lounge, Patio 111, North Wisconsin Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Samples will be served in souvenir mushroom glasses, 10 samples for $15. Following will be the 3 p.m. Spring Mystery Parade along Wisconsin Avenue, with the UW Marching Band performing at Mushroom Headquarters from 3:45 to 4:30. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness Center, Muscadet Laundromat, and Wisconsin Distributors, being proud sponsors of the festival.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Who is the one person you can count on through everything and always there when you need someone? It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook. Added Touch will be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We're up to 60 degrees, by the way, here on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge on WRCO FM 100.9. Thanks to Jed Jurgensmeyer joining us on the radio here a little bit earlier today. This is Dylan Scott on FM 100.9.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. Find you a girl through a friend of a friend, and she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, is wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, mind. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do. And even on your worst day, she still thinks you hung the moon. Find you a girl that's like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. God knows I got so lucky. If you want one like I got, you gotta trust me. Find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus, one that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what to say. That old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talking, cross the lines. Let's say it now before we say goodbye. We can't be friends. We can't be lovers. What happened? Where does that leave you in me? There's too much.
Cameron Marlowe and Ella Langley on WRCO Radio and Strangers. We're at 60 degrees, even up. Yeah, it's doing pretty well. So we should be able to get the local ball games in today, I would gather, anyway. but I thought that yesterday. No, everything should be all right. There might be some saturated soil areas, but other than that, should be good to go for games later on today. And the big Sparky Reynolds invite, which goes on. That's such a big event for track teams in the area, and many teams kind of gearing up for the postseason already for high school spring sports. Taking us toward an ABC News update, this is Wade Bowen on FM 100.9.
WRC.